Somebody in America dies of a stroke about every 3 minutes. But experts are just beginning in relative terms to learn why people suffer these so-called brain attacks. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that millions of Americans carry a gene that makes them more likely to suffer a stroke. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Doctors have always known that strokes run in families, but they've never known which genes are responsible, says Eric Borwinkel of the University of Texas in Houston.
This is the first study to identify a gene region that's contributing to common stroke in the population at large.
Borwinkel was one of nearly four dozen researchers who looked at the entire genetic makeup of more than 20,000 people. Comparing those who had strokes with those who didn't led the researchers to a small piece of chromosome 12. Those who had strokes had two distinct genetic markers on this chromosome. They were close to a gene that helps repair nerve cells. Dr. Walter Koroshetz of the National Institutes of Health says the new evidence is significant.
Well, you know, people always ask, why did I have this stroke? And so we say, well, it could be your genetics, but we haven't had any proof of that.
The new study suggests genes contribute to a lot of strokes. One in five white Americans carries the newfound genetic markers, and one in 10 African Americans. These people have a 30% to 40% higher risk of stroke. Experts hope the research will lead to understanding of why strokes occur, and then to drugs to prevent strokes. But Koroshetz says right now drug companies don't seem at all interested in stroke, even though it's the nation's third leading cause of death. Richard Knox, NPR News.